Welcome to Daily Wonder.
5 minutes, one tiny mystery, and something new to wonder about.
Guy, I heard scientists found a super old fossil that helps explain spider fangs. Spider fangs came from a sea creature.
That is the big idea. The fossil is from a tiny sea animal called Urukolia. It lived about 518 million years ago.
Whoa, 518 million? That is older than dinosaurs, right?
Yes, much older. Dinosaurs came much later. Urukolia lived in the sea when animal life on Earth was still very early.
What did it look like? Was it a spider with a snorkel?
Not really. Scientists say it was small, about 2 to 3 centimeters long. That is about the size of a little paperclip.
Tiny! Did it have legs?
It had a long body with sections, jointed limbs, and big eyes on stalks. Its eyes stuck out a bit, like little look-around towers.
Eye towers! I would look for snacks with those!
Maybe it did too. Though, the article does not say what it ate. The exciting part was hidden inside the fossil.
Hidden inside? Like fossil treasure!
Exactly. Scientists used special X-ray technology to look inside without breaking it.
So the fossil got a doctor checkup?
Kind of. And when they looked closely, they found two tiny pincer-like parts just behind its eyes.
Pincers behind its eyes? That sounds like tiny grabby hands on its face.
Haha, that is a good way to picture it. Scientists think those parts may be an early version of Chelicerae.
Chili, what now?
Chelicerae. It means special mouth parts. Spiders, scorpions, and ticks have them. In spiders, they can be like fangs.
So Urukolia was not a spider, but it may show an early kind of spider fang part?
Yes, that is what scientists think. It helps them learn how these body parts changed over a very, very long time.
Where did it find his tiny fossil friend?
It was found at a famous fossil place in southern China called Chengjiang. Many ancient sea animals have been found there.
Was Urukolia definitely a sea animal?
Scientists found signs that it may have used gill-like parts to breathe. Gills help animals breathe in water, like fish do.
So it had eye towers, a tiny body, bendy limbs, and maybe gills. Pretty fancy for a little creature.
It was part of a big sea world with more than 200 kinds of animals living over 500 million years ago.
That is like an ancient ocean neighborhood.
Yes, an ancient ocean neighborhood. Fossils from that time can help scientists see how animal bodies were changing.
Let me try the big idea. A tiny sea fossil had little pincer parts. Those parts may help explain where spider fangs came from.
Perfect! And the fossil is special because it was kept so well that scientists could look closely at those tiny parts.
Next time, I see a spider. I might think, wow. Your mouth parts have a very old family story.
That is a kind way to think about it. Tiny fossils can tell giant stories.
That was today's Daily Wonder.
Keep wondering, and we'll see you next time.